It's showtime, folks. Welcome in. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Thursday. We are at our home away from home, Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Excited to be here as always. Hope you're having a great start to your day. He is Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos back of the studio. What's up, JoJo?
Good morning, man. What's happening, brother? By the way, walking, Omni's got a new hotel bar in the lobby.
Yeah.
So nice. I mean, Todd, our good friend here at the Omni, says we're going to be doing one of our shows there from the hotel bar, which would be good.
That'd be cool, yeah. Todd's a good man, and we're excited to be here, and the bar does look cool. The bar is shaped like a guitar pick, which is, appropriate for
– right.
America's Music City.
America's Music City. It's funny. I get these emails. I check my email every morning. And so I
get some emails. Yeah, that's good.
I have a Chase Visa card, and it's always like – and I always think it's from you. I'm like, all right. Every time. I'm like, Chase, email from Chase. I'm like, all right. It's like, hey, your credit card's past due. I'm like, okay. I'll remember to pay this.
Yes, I email you about that.
Thank you. Glad somebody does.
Yeah, I just want you to stay on top of things. So we're excited to be
show. Before we go any further, today is National Joe Day.
I was waiting for it.
So just know for the next 11 o'clock right now, there'll be a lot of things about me that we will get into. And I tagged a bunch of Joes today in National Joe Day. Joe Rogan, Joe Biden, Joe Rexroad, Joe Fisher, Joe Namath, Joe Mantegna. The actor, and a few others.
Yeah. Who's your favorite Joe besides you?
Well, I was a big Joe Bonzo fan. This is a true story of Oak Ridge Boys. He passed away last year, so he's still probably number one. But I had Joe Montana, man.
Yeah. Joe Montana's a good one.
Who's your favorite Chase?
It's a good question. Probably Chase Elliott.
Chase? Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
What about when they say in
hockey
game?
I couldn't stand Chase Utley as a player.
Well, he didn't like you either, so.
Oh, that's fine.
What do you do when they say in hockey and they're like, dumping Chase?
Oh, I don't say anything.
Whatever. I didn't think you would do that.
Joe, we have our favorite thing. It's the first one that I have seen in this nature.
Uh-oh.
Matt Miller from ESPN has a full 7-round draft. Mock draft.
I'm going to guess that he, A, has no friends, and then B, really has no friends.
Yeah, probably. I mean.
7 rounds. Good Lord. That's something. Who's got the Titans number one?
Cam Ward.
Okay.
Let's see. Second round, 35. Tyler Booker, guard from Alabama.
They're not taking a guard. This is how stupid these mock drafts are.
A guard.
They're not taking a guard when they just signed a guard and they've already got a guard in Skoronski. That's stupid.
Don't have a third-round pick, and I don't think he's doing trades. I'm checking. No trades, so that means fourth round. That's when the Titans would pick again. Pick 103, Jordan Birch, edge rusher from Oregon.
Okay.
Round 5, pick 141, Danny Stutzman, linebacker from Oklahoma. I think they have two. Second, fourth round pick, Kyle Williams, wide receiver from Washington State. So he doesn't have them taking a wide out until the fourth round. If they do that again, I'm going to lose my ever-loving mind because I'm sick and tired of them doing that.
What is the second number fourth round overall?
120.
120, okay. So they have 4 picks in the first 120. Whereas if you trade Cam Ward, you could probably double that.
And you'd have 4 picks in the top 100.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, round 5, Danny Stutzman, linebacker from Oklahoma, which is pick 141.
Okay.
They have another 5th-rounder that they got from Kansas City, 167, Mac McWilliams, cornerback from Central Florida. Never heard of him. 6th round, Max and Hook, safety from Toledo at 178.
That sounds like a new Nickelodeon show.
That sounds like a guy from a video you get in the back room.
It was his hat, Mr. Krabs. He was number one.
What?
Hold on. A guy, you go back. In the back room? What are we talking about here?
Like the video store, the back room, like one of those.
Is your mom listening right now?
No.
Good.
I hope not. 188, Colin Oliver, a hedge from Oklahoma State. A lot of defensive players in this. So, yeah, there you go. Seven round mock draft on ESPN. Gotta love it.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. Four picks in the top 120. No, man. And one is your quarterback is going to get blasted, and you say you're going to take a guard in the second. No, this guy has no idea what he's doing. By the way, a lady on a scooter just face planted outside here with the Omni. Do you ride these things, scooters?
No.
No.
I do not.
She's lucky she's not. Look, she's embarrassed, and yeah, now she's going to walk it. All right, sorry about that. We're in a fish tank here at the Omni where we get to see a lot of things that are going on.
Yes, we do.
Right now. All right. Anywho, what's it, Matt Miller's this guy's name?
Yeah.
All right.
He's one of the ESPN.
Who does he have the Browns taking number two?
Abdul Carter, edge rusher from Penn State.
Okay. So who's their quarterback this year? Kenny Pickett?
I don't know.
Or the guy with the three names?
I don't know. No, they traded him.
Oh, did they?
They traded him for Kenny Pickett, I think.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Has the Giants taking Shedeur Sanders. He has the Vrabels taking Travis Hunter. Fourth overall.
Stephon Diggs.
That honestly scares me a little bit. I mean, Drake May with him.
They really like Drake May. They simplified the game for Drake May. That's something.
Yeah, so – that could be I don't get the guard in the second round.
Well, the guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
They don't need a guard.
You can get a guard in the later rounds. Get your freaking receiver with your second pick.
Right.
If you're going quarterback, which all indications are that's what they're doing, go get him a receiver in the second round.
I mean, the Titans should have learned from Chance Warmack, who was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
And then before him was a guy taken out of North Carolina. His last name was Cooper. I don't remember his first name. Went to the Arizona Cardinals. He was terrible. So don't take the guards like that. You're still working on Skoronski. He's got a long way to go. So I don't just bypass all that nonsense.
615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. I don't want to spend a lot of time on a seven-round mock draft, but they are interesting, especially when you get out of the first round to kind of see where people are thinking. And, like, when I read those, I can tell who knows what the Titans actually need and who doesn't have a clue.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
You know? I'm not saying they don't need a guard. I'm just saying I wouldn't take a guard in the second round.
Well, I'm with you. I wouldn't at all. It's just a lot of nonsense to be spewing out for the next month about mock drafts and this and that. And, again, I'm still not sold they're taking Cam Ward, but that's what, 4 weeks from tonight, right?
Yep. I mean, we'll be in – well, if you look at the date, the draft is over a month from now.
Yeah.
So – 1178 says, I'm Matt Miller's friend, so joke's on you.
I don't get that.
I don't either. Like, what was the joke? You're going to go tell him we didn't like his mock draft? Like,
you're Matt Miller's friend? Fun fact, I never heard of Matt Miller till 8 minutes ago. That's how Matt Miller's impacted my life through all this.
The text line's just weird. We're getting all over the place already. Byron said, I worked in a video store in the late 80s. We didn't have a back room, but we had a book. All the videos were kept in a drawer behind the counter.
Oh, wow.
Always fun when dudes came in and asked for the book.
That's creepy. I mean, looking back now, it's creepy for all that. I wonder, I mean, are there any video store? Well, never mind. I'm not getting into that.
I mean, yeah.
They're still around. They're probably still around. I mean, Blockbuster was the game on Friday nights, man.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd get the case and like, oh, got it. Or it wasn't there. It's like, oh, man.
Yeah, look, Friday night, Ricky and I were talking about this recently. You go to Blockbuster on a Friday night, you get two video games and a wrestling tape and a pizza, you have won life.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That was it.
What video games?
Just any of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah. All right. That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, you, like, if your mom let you do that, then you had won.
That's
right. You had the weekend. Like, you had everything.
Those days are gone now. There's one Blockbuster video still out there in Bend, Oregon.
Oh, is it really?
Still there.
I still have my Blockbuster card somewhere.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to keep this because this is kind of a collectible now.
Kroger got into the video game years ago, the VHS, and somebody rented the movie Fred Claus with Vince Vaughn. And so I got an email. I got a letter one day. It says, hey, you owe $272. You never returned Fred Claus. And I called the attorney. And it's, yeah, they're suing you because you didn't return the movie. I said, look, if I'm stealing a movie from Kroger, it's not Fred Claus. It's Basic Instinct or Caddyshack or something. I'm not stealing Fred. And they dropped it.
Like, who has that kind of time of, like, we're going to sue this guy for one video they didn't turn in?
$200-something, like $72.
Like, it probably cost more to sue you than it did to actually get the money back.
It was terrible. I was like, I'm not doing that. I never rented that movie.
That is just...
I was waiting for the book guy from Seinfeld to come after me, the library guy.
Yeah.
To come, you owe this amount of money. I don't owe any money. I didn't do anything. That's ridiculous on that.
We're live today at the Omni Nashville Hotel. JoJo, it is a very special day.
It is National Joe Day. Now, we read
That's not what I was going to reference. I was going to say it's opening day in the majors, but okay.
I got a problem with this, and you know it already. Let's talk about it.
Okay, yeah, we can.
We'll come back.
But, okay, we'll do that coming up next live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Yes.
Very special day.
It is National Joe Day. Now, we read
these. That's not what I was
going to reference.
Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game here on this Thursday. National Joe Day. I don't know how that happened, but it was.
Look, it's on Dr. Crane can verify. It's on March 27th. It is on our list of National Joe Day. I mean, of what day is it? So it is there. So we will.
So I learned something last night, and you're going to laugh at this.
Your left hand works?
I hate you.
I'm sorry, man. I apologize.
To the drivers on I-40 that just crashed in a five-car pileup, we apologize for that.
Sorry, man.
No. It's Dubin, D-U-B-I-N. Anyway, so I have the Alexa, and I was like trying to turn the lights on or something, and she thought I said – so she started referencing Star Trek.
Okay.
And I was like, what? And then she, you know, talked back and was like, today is National Live Long and Prosper Day.
Oh.
And I was like, what? And because of National Create a Holiday Day that Dr. Crane told us about yesterday would have been Leonard Nimoy's birthday, I guess.
Okay.
And so somebody created National Live Long and Prosper Day in honor of Leonard Nimoy.
Good.
I was like, okay, well, that's very random, and Alexa taught me something.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we have all these days, and I think half of them are made up, but, you know.
Of course. Half? By the way, Leonard Nimoy directed one of the greatest movies of all time, Three Men and a Baby.
Did he really?
He did.
I didn't know that.
Great, funny movie. Tom Selleck, Steve Guttenberg, and Ted Danson.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Great movie.
He directed a few other things, too, as well, but that's the one that stands out.
Huh. I did not know that. I did not know that.
weird, wild stuff.
All right. You have a bone to pick with me saying it's opening day in the majors, and I know why. It's opening day for pretty much every 30 of the 32 teams.
Okay.
Or 28 of the 30 teams. But technically it was last week in Japan.
Which I thought was idiotic.
Yeah, it was dumb.
We had a talk about this yesterday, and so quit saying it's opening day for baseball. It's opening day for a lot of teams around, which is fine. Baseball decided to go to Japan 2 weeks ago because they're kowtowing to Olshan. What's that guy's name? Ashanti. Who's the guy for the Dodgers?
Otani.
Thank you. I don't follow baseball that much. Otani. They wanted to do that and be cool in Japan. Meanwhile, taking away the game, which, you know, opening day we had here. I just think it's just asinine. It's already open today. Those games counted over there. And look, I know you guys love baseball, and that's fine. I'm not going to rain on your parade. But opening day happened a week and a half ago. Just did.
You're not wrong. It just like it.
I know. Who the Braves got today? Are they home?
No, they start on the road. I think. I'm glad you said that because I need to
San
look
Diego.
San Diego. Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The Padres. That's what I thought. They were out at Petco.
One of the few teams that's never won a World Series.
Padres. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Beat the Braves to get to one. 98. Still,
I did, didn't
still
I?
A little sore about that one.
Forgot all about that. That's right.
So let's see. Our first game of the day will be at 2:05 Central Time when the Milwaukee Brewers take on the New York Yankees.
Again, interleague play already out of the gate.
Yeah.
Hate it.
That's fine. Get over it.
Never enjoyed it. I never did. I think that to me, it's like we're losing people watching baseball. We got to come back and watch baseball with us. And that was one of the things, interleague play. I never liked it. I just didn't. I always liked the fact that the Yankees had never played the Braves in Atlanta. I thought that was just kind of cool. I don't know. Yeah. Nobody's listening to me, which is fine.
No, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But even like MLB.com says, finally, it's opening day.
Give me that email. I'm going to let them know what's going on.
Dear Commissioner Manfred.
This is Joe in his mom's basement in Nashville. I got a bone to pick with you for what's going on. No, I think it's great. It's fine. People love it. And then by come mid-July, we're done with baseball. We're done. We are done with baseball. And then by Labor Day, when the Kansas City Royals take on the Chicago White Sox and both teams are 57 games out, you're wasting my time. You are wasting my time. In baseball on Labor Day. And Dr. Crane, don't give me this November garbage you always bring up.
October.
Ain't going to work. You still can get into October a little bit, but no. It's over. These games. Now, somebody will come back and say, what about in football when the Browns play the Bengals and they're both, you know, 4-13 or 4-12, something like that? No, I mean, that's – baseball is all these games happen all the time. Football is just once every week. That's it. I don't know. That's my rant for today.
Do you feel better?
No, I don't, because I know I'm in a minority here.
Well.
Nobody cares.
I'm excited to see Chris Sale pitch for the Braves and get things started. So we'll be giving away some Braves tickets this year.
Okay.
You and I are even going to go down to Atlanta.
What's your favorite lineup of all time?
That's a great question. I mean, the mid-90s, you know, with Justice and Chipper and Andrew and yeah, probably that. Probably 96.
The team that got beat by the Yankees?
Yeah. Yeah. That and that one, like they screwed that one up, I think.
Well, they're up 2-0.
Yeah,
and Jim Leyritz hit a shot off John Wetland, I think it was.
I just like, so you know the Ken Burns documentary, the baseball. He did the 10th inning, and they talk about the Yankees dynasty and that with Joe Torre, and they were getting ready for the World Series, and Torre walks into Steinbrenner's office, and he said, Steinbrenner's like, how do you think this is going to go? And he goes, hey, I just want you to know we're probably going to go down 0-2 to start the series. But when we go to Atlanta, we'll get it back. And he's like, what are you talking about? And he goes, you're opening the series here. I expect you to be up 2-0. He goes, no, Maddux and Glavine are going to get us in the first two games. But we're going to go to Atlanta. That's my town. We'll get Smoltz. They'll come back. I guess Avery maybe still. Like, we'll get it. We'll get the three in Atlanta and come back and close it out. And that's exactly what happened.
Holy cow. I didn't see that. Wow.
Steinbrenner looked at him like, you better know what you're doing.
Right. I'm going with, and I'm not a Reds fan at all, but the 75 Reds lineup of Rose, Morgan, Perez, Bench, Concepcion, Foster, Griffey, and Cesar Geronimo.
Better known as?
The Great Eight.
No. The Big Red Machine.
Oh, Big Red Machine. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, all right.
That is the Big Red
Machine. That's a better one. I just remember, and again, I wasn't a Reds fan, but growing up, I remember that lineup vividly.
Yeah.
Vividly to all that. And so, I think that is, and it says here they have three Hall of Fame players, and Bench, Perez, and Morgan. Rose should be one. Six National League MVP selections, on and on and on. I mean, that was a loaded lineup. I know there's been more since then in the 2000s, 2010s, but I don't know. That just an eclectic group of guys that came together to form a hell of a lineup.
Braves.com has the opening lineup for every year from opening day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, do they?
Yeah. 1991, batting first, playing left field, Deion Sanders.
Oh, yes.
Two straight years on opening day. He was the outfield and leading off. And 94, he did it too.
Where do you – I got to see this because for all of us who grew up, of course, I'm older than you are, like that 82 Braves team was something. They won the National League West.
Check your email.
Okay. I like this because look at all the line. For years, Braves fans, remember who used to be the opening day pitcher for the Braves? Rick Mailer would get out there and pitch, and he looked like he was like me, like a truck driver.
Ricky said you were right. It was the Great Eight, but I thought that was the Big Red Machine.
It was the Big Red Machine.
Huh.
I'll go with all that.
Interesting. All right, so I said, 96?
Oh, man.
Batting first, playing center field, Marquise Grissom. Playing short, batting second, Jeff Blauser.
Yes.
Batting third, playing right field, David Justice.
All right.
Batting fourth, playing first base, Fred McGriff.
Oh, the crime dog.
In left field, batting fifth, Ryan Klesko.
Oh, I forgot about that guy.
The catcher, Javi Lopez.
Yeah.
Batting seventh, playing second base, Mark Lemke.
The playoff guy.
Batting eighth, playing third, Mike Mordecai.
God, I don't remember him at all.
And the pitcher for the Braves is Greg Maddux.
Oh, my goodness. I don't remember Mike Mordecai at all.
Yep. Now, that was before Chipper was like an everyday – I guess everyday guy. On opening day, opening day 97, Chipper was playing second base.
Was he?
Or no, wait, that's a misprint. He was playing third base.
Bro, you've got me on this page, and I'm looking good off of it. The starting pitcher in 82, Rick Mailer. Starting pitcher in 85, Rick Mailer. 86, Rick Mailer. This guy, I think he was like 57 and 78 in his career, but he's opening day pitcher. Always for the Braves.
And then here's what's crazy. If you look at this, so you just said Mailer, right?
Right.
89 was Zane Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Starting in 90, it was either for basically almost 10 straight years. It was 10 straight years. It was either Glavine, Maddux, or Smoltz.
Oh, wow.
It was one of the so 90 was Glavine, then Smoltz, then Glavine, and then 93, 94, 95, 96 was all Maddux. 97, Smoltz, 98, Maddux, 99, Glavine, 2000, Maddux, and then John Burkett in 2001.
Well, then they, according to this, it took a break. It was back to Glavine and Maddux after that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, again, when I was growing up, TBS, you had to choose between the Cubs or the Braves on TV. And I was like, I like the Braves better because I love Dale Murphy. He's my favorite player of all time. And the 82 lineup, Brett Butler, Glenn Hubbard, Claudel Washington, Bob Horner, Dale Murphy, Chris Chambliss, Bruce Benedict, Rafael Ramirez, and Rick Mailer, starting pitcher. And they won the National League West that year. Oh, what a terrible team. Gosh.
Ryan on our text line says, Tigers pitching rotation of the mid-late 2000s should have won like three World Series. Verlander, Scherzer, Sanchez, Pfister.
Holy cow.
That was pretty good.
They got to a World Series, though, and got beat by the Cardinals. Was that in 11 or 6? Somewhere around those years. They got
I think
to
it was
World
like 06.
Yeah, 2006, the Cardinals won, and 2011, the Cardinals won as well.
Over who'd they beat? In 11, they beat the Rangers, right?
Yeah. That is correct.
6, they beat the Lions, the Tigers.
Tigers.
Okay.
And Bears? Oh, my.
The Bears, because Jim Leland was the manager of that 2006 team. He'd sit in the dugout and smoke the entire game.
Matthew in Nashville, happy opening day. Hope your Braves lose a lot this season, especially to my Pirates. Not a personal attack, Chase. It's strictly business. Enjoy listening to you guys. Thank you, Matthew. It's okay.
So I like you, Matthew, because he is stuck by a terrible franchise and a terrible baseball team for 30-something years.
But that's the thing about baseball. Like, I feel like we can talk about this more. Baseball probably has the most loyal fans because, like, if you come out of the womb and you're a Cubs fan to the day you die, no matter what.
Okay.
Like, for me, I'll be – even if Nashville gets a team, I'll support them. I will be a Braves fan to the day I die. That was one of my first loves. Like, you can't just turn that off.
Right.
I just think there's a lot of loyalty there.
I'm with you on all that, but I do have a problem with people here who are Yankees fans because it's easy, who don't know baseball. And, like, I'm a Yankees fan because they win. I'm a Yankees fan.
I think it depends on who it is. And you can tell the real ones from that.
Is there a test that you can give somebody about their loyalty for a team?
Yes.
What is it?
I'll tell you.
I love it.
I'll tell you coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, we're live today at Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Hey, the tournament gets back underway tonight, and our tournament updates are presented by Toyota. Fuel your adrenaline at Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places. Also brought to you by TheNewCumberland.com, Twin Peaks, and Bet365. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Thursday. And I will be correct in saying this. Happy opening day to the 28 teams that didn't play in Japan last week. How about that? Does that make you feel better?
I'm sad. No, it doesn't, because I looked up Rick Mahler. He died at 51 years old of a heart attack in Jupiter, Florida, where he was preparing for his second season as a minor league pitching coach for the New York Mets.
Oh, dang. I didn't know.
His win-loss record in the big leagues, he won 96 and lost 111.
Jeez.
He's like Jeff Fisher. I mean, he 96, 111, stuck around forever. Got it done. My goodness.
Hey, don't compare me to him.
Braves, he pitched for the Reds for 2 years. Ricky, you better have a Rick Mahler jersey somewhere. And then for the Expos. Man, he looks like Waylon Jennings, too, back in the day. You know what's funny? You look at these old baseball cards, like the 70s and the 80s, and these guys look like they've never ran a sprint in their life, and yet they're world-class athletes.
I look at some of these lineups for the Braves and, like, the – mid to late 2000s, and I was like, holy cow. Like, I forgot Melky Cabrera was with them after he left the Yankees.
Is it a holy cow of, like, how did they win, or holy cow, I forgot the guy was on the team?
Both. I mean, like, they were good enough. It was like they were good enough to kind of be there, but they were like, you were never going to win with that lineup. Like, 2010, opening day 2010. Melky Cabrera, Yunel Escobar, Jason Hayward, Martin Prado, Chipper Jones, Troy Gloss, Derek Lowe was pitching and batting seventh. I don't know what Bobby was doing there. Brian McCann and Nate McLaugh.
How'd they do that year?
I don't remember.
Okay. So you don't like that lineup?
No.
Okay.
Nope. I mean, it's just – it's crazy. It's crazy to think about.
What's the World Series lineup, 21?
In 21?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great question. Opening day 21?
Yeah, for the Braves.
Batting first and playing right field, it's Ronald Acuna Jr. Batting second, playing second, Ozzie Albies. Batting third, playing first, Freddie Freeman. Batting fourth in left field, Marcell Ozuna, still on the team. Catching and batting fifth, Travis d'Arnaud. Batting sixth, playing shortstop, Dansby Swanson. Batting seventh and playing third base, Austin Riley. The center fielder, Christian Pache, and the pitcher, Max Fried.
How many are still on the team?
Ronald's still there. Ozzie's still there. Freddie's gone. Ozuna's still there. d'Arnaud's gone. Dansby's gone. Riley's still there. Pache's gone. Fried's gone.
Four of the nine.
Yeah, because Fried signed with the Yankees.
What, has Dansby done anything with the Cubs?
Yeah. He's solid.
Okay.
Solid for them.
I mean, he got paid, right? Is it in the goal, right, to get paid? He got paid.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And, I mean, his was a little different. His wife was there, soccer player. And so I think that had something to do with it, too.
Okay.
Going to Chicago. But, yeah. I got no ill will against Dansby. Like, I don't have any ill will against these guys because they won the World Series.
I see it.
You know? Yeah. And it's like okay. Any guy that – I mean, Freddie hurt.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all good.
Well, I mean, that's funny. You look at that. Did you expect that lineup to win on opening day? It's pretty good.
That lineup?
It's pretty good. Yeah.
But then half of them got hurt.
Who's the guy that always keeps getting hurt for them? Is it the center fielder?
Acuna.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's.
Is he back now?
He'll be back like late April.
Okay.
From his knee. But I mean, like half those guys got hurt. And so that they made all these, you know, modest trades that ended up taking them all the way. Like, a
lot of luck, baby.
Jorge Soler. I mean,
I can't remember who won it last year.
I can't either.
Dodgers?
Yeah, the Dodgers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rangers in 23.
Yep.
22, I don't remember.
Astros?
Dr. Crane, you're the baseball guy.
It was Houston.
Yeah, Astros. Okay. 21, Braves. 20, Dodgers.
COVID.
19, Astros.
No, 19 was – I know this. Was it the was it the Astros?
No, it was not.
Commanders. Not Commanders.
Oh,
the
Nationals.
Nationals.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's right.
18, Red Sox. Let's do this. Because David Price.
That's right.
That's correct.
17 was the Astros.
God,
16 was the Cubs.
Cubs, yeah. 15. Was that the Giants last one?
Well, they were. Was that the Mets and the Royals?
Yeah, that was the Royals, wasn't it?
Dr. Crane?
You're correct.
Cool.
14 Giants.
Yep.
13 Red Sox?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Because that was the Boston bombing year.
Yeah, that sounds
12
right.
was the Giants.
Giants.
11 the Cardinals. We got this, baby.
10 Giants.
10 Giants.
09
Yankees or the Phillies?
Phillies, because I think the Yankees were 08.
Dr. Crane?
Answering a phone call, your question again?
Sorry.
Sorry, buddy.
You're our ombudsman.
Who won the World Series in 08?
Oh, wait, let's look.
It's either the Yankees or the Phillies, one of the two.
Phillies.
Okay, so 09 was Yankees.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, sorry.
7, the Red Sox.
Red Sox, 06.
Cardinals.
Cardinals, 05, White Sox.
That's right.
04, Red Sox. 03, Marlins.
Attaboy, keep going.
02, Angels.
Yes.
01, Diamondbacks.
You got it, baby.
2000, Yankees. 99, Yankees. 98, or no. No, no, no. That's not right.
They three-peated. The Yankees did. 98, 99, 2000.
Okay. So 90. Who won in 97?
Marlins.
96, Yankees. 95, Braves.
Keep going, baby.
94, there wasn't one. 93, Blue Jays.
Attaboy.
92, Blue Jays.
That's right.
91, Twins. 90, Reds.
Keep going.
89 was that.
Got a clue?
Yeah.
Bash Brothers.
Oh, A's. 88, Dodgers. 87. The year I was born was – that might have been the A's.
Nope.
I don't know.
Cardinals.
Cardinals. Okay.
87?
Yeah.
The Twins.
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 Twins beat the Cardinals.
That's right. 86?
The Mets over the Red Sox.
85?
The Royals over the Cardinals.
84?
The Tigers over the Padres.
Who's our buddy that came in all the
Lance
time?
Lance Parrish.
Lance Parrish, yep.
Yep.
83?
It was the Orioles with Cal Ripken over the Phillies.
82?
St. Louis?
St. Louis.
Yeah, because they beat Milwaukee. Because they beat Atlanta in the playoffs.
81.
Dodgers, that's a strike year. Dodgers?
That's correct.
Okay.
80, I think, was Phillies.
80 was Phillies because George
– Tug McGraw?
George Brett couldn't play at one game because why?
Oh, that was that the Pine Tar game?
Nope.
Or the fight? Or?
Nope. George Brett had a medical ailment that he couldn't play.
Oh, the hernia? Or?
Close. Starts with an H.
I don't remember.
Hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids, yeah, that's right.
Would you want people to know that you could play?
No.
I'd be like, look, I beat up a mugger on the street, and I injured my arm. I'm doing that.
79.
The Pirates, We Are Family.
Yep.
It's a great team. Stargell, Parker.
78.
Yankees.
77.
Yankees.
76.
Reds.
75.
Reds.
74.
A's.
That seems right.
You're correct.
All right.
73.
A's again?
Yep.
Okay.
71.
Or 72. I don't. 72. After that, I'm going to blur.
Didn't the A's three-peat?
That is correct. They won in 72.
All right.
71.
I have no idea. Orioles. Nope.
You're in the right region.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
And then 70.
I have no idea.
Yankees.
I don't know.
Orioles again.
Orioles. Okay. Okay. There you go. We'll stop there.
Yeah. We're good. That was fun, though.
Well done.
I mean, I can't tell you who won last year, but I can tell you who won in 74. That's sad. That's really
I got
sad.
The 90s, apparently. Well, yeah, so happy opening day to the 28 teams that didn't play in Japan last week. The Dodgers and Cubs, your season's been going on.
Right.
We'll have more coming up next. Trey, we'll get to your call. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game here on this Thursday. Trey wants to weigh in on baseball. Hello, Trey.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're good. What's up?
Hey, my friend from high school, Adrian Brown, back when Boston had the opportunity to beat Oakland and go to the World Series to crack that drought, he was the one that struck out, and he didn't seize the opportunity to advance his career, to catapult his career. His name is Adrian Brown. He's from Macomb, Mississippi, Summit, Mississippi. And I just want to say that if you're a player in professional sports, you need to grab that opportunity to propel yourself in the right direction. And I want to go back to the Titans. Do you think the Titans can be a good team in the future? With the way they're coordinating things right now, I'm going to let y'all go. Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, Trey. not just no, but hell no.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean,
look, in all seriousness, it's hard for me to say yes with the way that things have gone.
Right. I mean, and you got to be lucky to get – take example, last year, Eagles win the Super Bowl. What team in the NFC do we talk about all year that's going to get there? Last year? Yeah. The Lions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's... And then what happens? Washington goes in there and punches, you know, Detroit in the face, and they lose. And now Philadelphia knew when that happened that they were going to win the NFC Championship game over Washington. There's a lot of luck involved in all this. So, yeah, they can be a chaotic off the field. A lot of these franchises are chaotic off the field. But they come together and put a good product on the field and support the product. Eddie DeBartolo Jr., when he owned the 49ers, did something that all the 49er players absolutely loved. He had a staff. If I remember this correctly, he had a staff, and their main, like two or three people, their main job was to send flowers to players' wives and their moms. And Joe Montana's talked about this. Ronnie Lott's talked about this. Like, my mom got flowers from the organization. Who does that? Did that guarantee a Super Bowl champion? No, it didn't do that. Did it make you feel good about who you were with? Absolutely. So there's a lot of things that go on off the field that influence what you do on the field, and it's a lot of case. It's not perfect, but the luck involved in all this is something else.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with you. So we'll get back into the Titans in the second hour. But coming up next, Greg Wyshynski is going to join us. There was a coaching move made in the National Hockey League today. We'll get his thoughts on that as we broadcast from the Omni Hotel. By the way, it is time to qualify to win those tickets in the Eurostone Club to see Billy Idol and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts at Bridgestone Arena Saturday, May 17th. It's served up by Bavarian Beer House, located at Opry Mills Mall. Enjoy traditional German beer, brats, giant pretzels, and more in their expansive beer hall and garden. All you have to do is text the word YELL, YELL, now to 615-737-1025. For your chance to win. Again, YELL is the key word, YELL. Text it now and good luck.